The company of the company town, in a sense, then is, you know, a combination of tech and the sharing economy. Was that what you had in mind?
Well, specifically in Company Town, we're looking at Airbnb and Uber, but they are representative of the new apps that are really promoting what's called, and we put it in quotation marks, the sharing economy.
And on top of that, I suppose that you're seeing a number of billionaire venture capitalists in San Francisco in a kind of alliance with major real estate developers really take control of the city and guide it in the direction of really a kind of Manhattanization that has never been seen before, in which middle class and poor communities just have no place in San Francisco anymore.
Okay, let's hear from Brian Chesky, who is interviewed in the film, that the CEO of Airbnb, talking about the shared sharing economy. And then we'll hear a response from Aaron Peskin, who at the time you were filming was a candidate for supervisor.
I think the sharing economy is incredibly profound. Like, I don't know for sure at all, but it very well could be one of the great inventions in human history. Like, it really could be.
The whole notion of the sharing economy is nonsense. My mother taught me that when the kid at school didn't have enough to eat and I gave them half of my sandwich, that was sharing. I didn't charge that kid $5 for half of my sandwich. Sharing does not connote the exchange of money.
Well, I think the result of the election itself was that legislation was passed to regulate Airbnb so that, there would be room for home sharing, which nobody has a problem with, but that those real estate interests and greedy landlords who were really turning apartment buildings into hotels and thereby depriving citizens of San Francisco with housing that's desperately needed right now. I mean, that's changed as a result of the election and the legislation. And the film, I think, is really a testimony to the impact that people can have on their neighborhoods and communities by getting involved in local politics.
And just one additional note on that. Airbnb and Uber and other groups are actually forming political clubs. They are corporations which are acting as if they were small political parties, but they're organizing these clubs in cities and towns across the country to lobby on their behalf. And this is really a new kind of corporate politics and shows how important local politics is to very large multi-billion-dollar corporations. And so those of us who are involved locally in politics have to realize that the game is changing and that we need to be engaged in those changes and really try to influence the direction as we would like in a democratic way.